Hey y'all, this is Jess a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, what are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there being thorough wise? Oh my gosh, look, I know that you guys are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why do I tell you this? Huh? Tell me why I tell you this all the time. Number one, it's because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, God's so thorough and so wise, y'all. He made us all like thorough and wise and stuff. Okay, now number two, what's the number two reason? When I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, what is it? Y'all want to say it with me? Ready? Because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay, and look, you know I got something else I got to tell y'all too. Especially for those of y'all who are just coming over, like, you know, to the whole Just a Touch of J experience thing. Yeah. If y'all are just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience thing, I need y'all to pay attention to this. Now look, right? Sometimes this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Right? Sometimes that little light on the inside of you be shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. And you know, that's when the haters start coming out. Yeah, this is like the third thing that I tell you. The haters, they start coming out. If you just coming over, like I said, to the Just a Touch of J experience, you need to understand why I say, hi, haters. Y'all need this to work too. Yes. Y'all need this work too. Yeah, they start coming over and stuff because that little light starts shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Yeah. And they just like, whoa, see, they dark right now. You know, they dark. And light, you know, destroys darkness. Okay, this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you. Light destroys the darkness. So they come over and they like, you know, who over there shining on them? Is that my boy over there shining on them? Oh, is that her? She over there shining. What's going on? You know, they want to be your friend. They want to be nosy. They want to see what's going on. Because that light is bringing them to you. You're shining. Look, so when you're shining, right, when the light brings them to you, you're always supposed to give them love. Okay, especially if you know you got a call in your life, you're anointed and stuff, you know, like me. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to give them love and stuff because they need it. They need that work too. See, God said, look, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. They have to watch you eat. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup is going to run over. Blessing after blessing after blessing. You're going to have so much. It says it's going to be coming out of the windows. Like, you ain't going to be able to stop it. His grace is going to be sufficient for every area of your life. So it's like, they're like this. Wow, what's going on? And look, you can't be mad at them or nothing. You just got to be like, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. God's using that light to bring them over so that they don't be lost no more. And that's what this podcast is about, Lord. Ciao. I got a story to tell y'all, but this is just a touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. All right, so look, let me see how I'm going to start this thing off, right? Have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Like, I've been putting pieces out there. Make sure y'all check out these podcasts. God been having me dropping palms of podcasts on y'all lately. What y'all out there doing? Look, somebody out there going through something because he been dropping a dime on me. But look, check My Name Is RONI76. Six on Instagram, baby. Right, check that out. Okay, see what's going on over there. See what you guys, you know, I put all type of stuff on it. Okay, all my stuff. So, you know, take what you need. All right, now too, go over to Making Love V's Kitchen. Listen, y'all gotta go over to Making Love V's Kitchen. Yes, y'all have to, because mama, you know, that's where I do my food thing. Yes, you got to go over there. You got to check that out. It's like amazing. Like, oh my gosh. Like, it's just different. You know, like everybody did a whole thing with the food. You know, I don't show who I am. I'm thorough, I'm wise. You know, I'm beautiful. Y'all know that. You know, but I want y'all to see the food. I want you to see what I'm doing. And I talk to y'all. It's different. Put a little music behind it. Sometimes I be giving y'all just a touch of J. Over there at Make a Lum V's Kitchen is where I do my culinary thing. Like I said, it's my food thing. So go check that out. Dropping really amazing recipes, different dishes. Oh my God. Like just, I'm over there doing something like this, y'all. I'm making vegetables. Desserts. You know, cauliflower, chocolate, cauliflower, candy cake cookies. Yeah, the rice flour and stuff like that. Because I'm thorough and I'm wise. So, you know, go over there and check that out. Okay? Now, look. Skating all over to the left, to the left, to the left. I just got to give y'all this word. But, you know, I got to go through this, the whole thing. Okay? So, we got the Just a Touch of J Fitness line. Okay? That's coming out. J's fit. It's my fit. His fit, Taylor's fit. Y'all gonna be able to get them pieces, okay? Especially like the waist shapers and stuff. Y'all already got some of them. Y'all so tough. Y'all so thorough and so wise. Oh my gosh, y'all are amazing. Thank you. All right, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put it out there, pieces for you. That's it. But I did, and y'all gonna like them pieces. They my fitness pieces. Okay, especially the Just a Touch of J's pieces, that line. Oh my gosh, and the special edition like Waist Shaper, that one is really like special. Y'all liked it. So thank you so much for that. Now look, that's also on Instagram and Facebook and everywhere. You know, hit the link tree in my bio and you'll be able to see all my information. Now we're going to talk about the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got the Just a Touch of J app popping. But not like y'all got the Just a Touch of J podcast. Y'all crazy. I love my babies. Oh my gosh, y'all so crazy. Y'all got me rocking like everywhere, like every day. I'm getting hit with like, you in a new number over here. You doing your thing. I'm like, ooh, stop it. Scandalous. Like off a house party. Oh my gosh, it's Just a Touch of J, baby. I think that's some of my pieces. Oh, wait. I got to tell you all about the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Oh my gosh, so look, we putting out the first premiere like rolling papers. Yeah, is what the end of that is that goes on that. Y'all, they French. Dope. Oh my gosh, like yes. Finally got the cover art done, but y'all can see a sample of one of them. If you go ahead and you listen to the song, because all you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Like, y'all gotta check the song out. The song is crazy. I was just chilling and it came to me and I was playing around and I was like, yo, that'll be dope. So check that out. And I put a little special something in there for y'all ladies. Okay. Should I tell y'all, I don't know where these niggas be at. I don't know where these niggas be at. You know, y'all be out here searching for these guys and stuff. I don't know where they be at. Because my baby, he like it when I do it like that. I told y'all. But go over there and check it out. All right. So those are the pieces. Child, I can't stand when I had to go through that. But, you know, y'all need this work. And, you know, I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. So, look, let's get to the podcast. Child, this podcast is something, okay? So, fasten up y'all seatbelts because this one right here going to take y'all on an emotional ride. But it's going to be real informative. So, let me tell you how I started off, right? So when I wake up in the morning, I got a story to tell, like Biggie. All right? So I wake up early in the morning, every morning. My alarm goes off. I do my thing. My devotionals got like four of us, you know. Say my prayer, let God talk to me. Get up, chill, relax, you know. You know, drink my liter of water. I take my B12. You know, my liquid drops, you know. I do all of that. I just do everything that I need to do, preparing myself for the day. I always got it laid out. I go in my bathroom. I read my scripture that's on the mirror. I got a list of things. Okay, like a list that I do. It's like get up, make your bed. My bed's made, you know, before I go in the bathroom. Like, I don't play that. So I go in the bathroom, you know, I read my scripture that's on the mirror. I say my thing for the week. I change the date on the mirror, you know, and all of that. And I go down the list of things. Just to make sure, you know, I'm on track and everything. It's Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put it out there in pieces for y'all. Okay? So I try to keep myself, you know, focusing on track, doing things that I'm supposed to do. Then I got a calendar. And I look at the calendar. I'm like, what is it that I'm supposed to do today? Because every day I do something. A goal that I need to accomplish or something. Right? So I do all that. And then I check it off when it's done. before I go to bed. But anyway, look. So I'm in there, right? And it's time for me to do my praise and worship. So, you know, I'm listening to the one song. And then God said, you know, you got to listen to Keon Henderson. Them church right there, they rocking. The one you got in your phone is like 15 minutes long. So I'm like, okay, God, let me go ahead and put that on because they be rocking. So I'm in there singing, you know. You know, and I'm praising them like, yes, I'm moving from side to side doing what it is that I do, baby. Dancing, like I can hear the song right now. Oh my gosh, listen, they was getting it. Then all of a sudden I heard it differently. Any of y'all out there look like gospel music and y'all like listening to it and you just be rocking with it, like it be rocking with your spirit, right? Then all of a sudden you hear it differently. Like, it's like you hear them praising God. Listen, let me tell y'all a story real quick. I got a sidetrack. When we was young and we was teenagers, right? Out in Sicklerville, New Jersey, we used to go to CCU. And it's just church and all of the young kids would be up there in the choir. We'd be like 16, 15. And one person started praising God and everybody else started praising God. It was like a chain reaction. We used to walk into church with our choir robe. Boy, y'all, God was after me for a long time. All right, so look, I'm in there rocking, but it was kind of just like I heard it, like I was watching when we were younger. Like when you see somebody praising God, I had to go over there and look at it because it was a recording. So I'm like, dang. So I'm looking at the recording and I'm like, yo, they are really praising God. And I really started to hear it differently. I said, oh my gosh, God, they like me. They believe. They praising you. They believe what they're saying. Y'all out there struggling with that? Look, this is just a touch of jet. Okay, I used to be there like that too. But anyway, let me get back to the story. So look, I go ahead and I get in the shower because it's time for me to get in the shower. You know, I'm doing my thing. You know, I wash my face for like 10 minutes. I just scrub it, you know, all that, you know, keep the skin right because baby, I'm about to be 44 November 30th. Yeah, so look, I'm in that shower and I'm just rocking back and forth. Oh my gosh, just feeling sexy and feeling clean and everything. Just washing myself, just doing the two-step, like, just in there like, ooh, they rocking, they praising God, you know? Having praise and worship. I get out of the shower, right? And I do my thing, you know, drying off and all that. And I just walking around, still just giving God praise, like they are really rocking. And I'm like, this is good. I said, you know, I gotta post this on IG. So I'm gonna post it on IG, all right? So look. Then, all of a sudden, it stopped. Now, look, this is just a touch of jail. I'm like, what the heck happened? You know, I'm looking at the picture, you know, and I'm like, the video, and I'm like, okay, I got to start it over. But when I was getting ready to start it over, I saw a picture of somebody, like, next to the actual, like, you know, video. And I was like, and then God spoke to me. I find the lost. And I'm like, okay, yeah, God, you find the lost or whatever. And God was like, no, I find the lost. And it was kind of like gangster. Like, it was like, man, look, I find the lost. It was like, I find the lost. Like, you don't got to worry about nothing. I find the lost. Then, you know, scripture dropped in my head. I started thinking about the prodigal son, his return. And in the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, right, y'all? He's on there the Pharisees is basically... Let me see how I can break this down. They basically hating on Jesus, okay? They're basically like, man, please, you know, you shouldn't be with them sinners. Like, you know, you shouldn't be with them. And Jesus basically was like, no, I find the lost, okay? So God's like telling me, like, you know, I find the lost, you know, and then the prodigal son, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm getting that, right? Then all of a sudden, he drops it in my spirit like, bell. My sheep know my voice. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's right. That's later on down the line in the prodigal son story. One of the parables. When the son comes home to his father. You know, he comes to the father and it's a submissive return. You know, so anyway, look, y'all check that out. But what God brought to me is that he finds the lost. Because my sheep know my voice. See, this is a prophetic word for somebody. Somebody is out there. Y'all are going through. So you're struggling. I feel like it's two different types. It's somebody that just know that they lost. And it's somebody else that's just like worried about somebody that's lost. Okay? So this is a word for you. I'm trying to get it out. Y'all know. You know, but hold on. Let me sip my teeth in. Hold on. Oh my. Child. That tea. Y'all gotta get that tea. I gotta put that out there. Pieces for you, baby. Oh my gosh. It's like a detox. I want some more. It tastes so good. Anyway, let me go ahead. Where was I at? Oh. Two different type of people, right? There's like basically out there lost. One's lost and somebody feels like they worrying about somebody's loss. Listen, all right, let me tell you this. God finds the lost. It's not your job. It's not your concern. He finds the lost. My sheep know my voice. Okay, in the prodigal son story, it talks about how he has to go out there and find the lost sheep. And sometimes they're out there crying. Because they lost. You understand what I'm saying? They're lost. They're crying. That's what happens. Sheep, when sheep go astray, they be out there against the flock. And they be crying sometimes because they just be lost. And, you know, shepherd got to go get them. Bring them back. But they always return. Because my sheep know my voice. They always return. So, if somebody is out there and y'all feeling lost and you're just like, gosh, I need to get my life together. Hold on, y'all. Ain't nothing but the enemy right there. Hold on. My alarm going off on my phone. I told you I got schedules and stuff I got to keep. All right. So, look. My sheep know my voice, right? So, he goes and he finds them. All right. This is my going to tear somebody open because I've been getting all type of distractions and stuff with this message. I'm trying to get there. Okay. Just pay attention. So, my sheep know my voice. Okay. They listen to him. They answer to him before. Okay. So if you're out there and you're lost, okay, and you just got so much going on, just understand that God's going to find you. Do the best that you can and keep it pushing. This is just a touch of J, baby. He found me. Oh, my gosh, child, I was out there doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Shining bright, bright, but not being real thorough and wise. I wasn't being thorough and wise at all. You know, I had a girlfriend. Then I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend. They knew about it. I was doing all type of trickery. Okay. Child, I ain't no better than neither one, none of y'all. I'm talking about tricks of the trades. You could tell me that, man. Ronnie is what they used to call me. So look, anyway, if you out there lost, the same way God, he done flip me up, turn me around, he gonna do it to you too, because my sheep know my voice. See, you answer to the call the first time if, okay, you know, you're doing that Christian thing. You know, you back and forth. You know, you might do this religion, that religion. You know, that don't go for you. See, over here to the left, that don't work. Then you don't know what you're doing. You just be lost. But see, you went over there to God. And see, God can't let you be lost. You understand what I'm saying? Because you already went to him. You already know his voice. So if you out there and you're just like, dang, I feel like I'm lost. Don't worry about it, baby. He got you. Okay, he got you. He gonna flip you up. He gonna have you just right. Just gotta call on his name. And he got you. Now, if on the other side, if you worried about somebody that's lost, don't. It's the same thing. My sheep know my voice. They answer to the call the first time. God's not gonna let them be out there. Okay, now listen. This is the last part. I gotta sum something up. God's putting it on me to tell y'all this. Okay. Let me see, because I'm telling you, I'm getting all type of distractions through this thing. Give me a second. Come on, give it to me, God. All right, he wants me to tell y'all. When y'all are out there and y'all are lost. Okay. Sometimes you don't know that you lost. Thank you, Jesus. I knew he's going to bring it to me. Sometimes you don't know that you lost. All right. You don't know what's going on. You don't know that you're lost. Okay. And God has to bring you over to people who have light. This is for somebody else. You might be going through something where a lot of people are coming around you. You know, like, remember how I tell y'all, this is how God told me to explain it to you earlier. Okay. Remember how I tell y'all, oh my gosh, this little light of mine, that, like, I'm gonna let it shine, shine bright like a diamond, dropping dimes on them, you know, like that type stuff, like you just radiant. And I tell y'all, it's darkness, and the darkness comes over to the light. just a touch of it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. The darkness comes over to the light because sometimes you are the one, the chosen one. Many are called, few are chosen. And when you are the chosen one, the fight on your life be sometimes it be hard. And they're coming over to you because you're shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. You understand what I'm saying? God's letting that little light on the inside of you shine bright. So they're coming over because the darkness is getting killed by the light. And God is using you. That's why I always tell you to say, hi, haters, y'all need this work too. That is also for the lost. The lost, sometimes he has to do what it is that he does. He'll have them listening to you, like how they listen to me. He'll have them listening to you. You know, he will. Anything that he has to do to maneuver it because they're lost. Because he finds the lost. It's for God's glory. He uses you. So somebody is out there and you might be like, gosh, there's a lot of people that's coming to me. You know, it's a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, in my life. You know, and it's just too much. If these are people that are lost, I need you to really, really pay attention to this. And you know, you got a call on your life. Just sit back and examine and see how many people come to you. And let God let you know if they're lost. Because if you got this light, a lot of times they're lost. God's trying to get them. Oh, this is just a touch of it, baby. So look, he found me when I was lost. If you're out there and you're going through it, just know that he's going to find you if you're lost. Just call on his name. Okay? And if you're out there and you're worried about somebody and you think they out there lost, just understand God finds the lost sheep. And if you out there and you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, you were a believer before or something like that. Remember, God, you know, God knows you. He knows your heart. Okay? So you can't just run from him and think it's okay. No, it's not going to happen like that. A lot of people be on the run, so God have them run to you. Because you got this light on the inside of you that's shining bright. They can't run away from you. It's like they can't leave you alone. Because he's pulling them to him. And they'll say things like, you know, I feel like maybe, you know, you're trying to convert me or something like that. You're like, no, that's God. That's God. Or they'll kind of try to judge you and do things like that. You know, and stuff like that. You have to know, wow, okay, you lost. I used to be lost. I know. God saved me. You understand what I'm saying? This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? He like, I use you to put them out there in peace because you're going to listen to me. All right? So look, I don't even know how to explain that podcast. It was just like information. Like, it was just something that was on me. Like, I was like, yo, I just got to get this out. God's like, you got to tell somebody. Somebody out there, they're lost. They're lost. Just understand, God finds a lost. Man, he thorough. He wise. And he'll put them in any situation or put you in any situation where he has to maneuver you around and get you to see. Because you're lost. You can't see. And sometimes the light that he puts out there is attracting you because you can't see. Like, oh my gosh. Just like Paul. Saul to Paul in the Bible. Look up that story. He had to hit him with the light. It was in the daytime. He hit him with the light. Scales was on his eyes. He couldn't see. He was out here killing Christians. Oh, this is just a touch of J, baby. So sometimes God got to use the light. You know, this little light, that light. Yeah, he got to use the light to bring them on over. So if you're struggling and you got people that are connecting to you and stuff like that, sometimes you just got to let that happen, Captain. All right, you don't have to kill Judas. He kills himself. Look, check out that podcast. That's a punchline. I'm just trying to put this out there in peace for you. I got to end this, man, because I don't even know how to say what I'm saying. God is just speaking through me. You know? And I know, look, sometimes I don't be coming to y'all giving you a podcast like that because, you know, I got a very busy schedule. But when God start dropping dimes of information on me, oh, no. I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. I have to. I can't do it. I cannot do it. Okay? Because God changed me. I got to do what he tell me to do back so I can get these blessings. Okay? Look. And I ain't doing it for the blessings, but I'm just like, that's all I got to do is what you tell me. This is just a touch of J, baby. Do y'all know why I say that? Look, I'm going to let y'all in on something. This is literally just a touch of J. This all God, baby. I'm telling you. This is literally just a touch of J. This guy, I just do what he tell me to do, and I be shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Rihanna, if you listen to girl, because you out there dropping bombs and shining too. My life is amazing, y'all. I tell y'all that all the time. Look, I can't go back to being how I used to be. No. You can't pay me. I'm good. I have so much clarity. I understand. I know how to do a tricky. I got peace on my soul. Everybody tells me you look amazing. Everybody. You know, so look. You out there lost. You're going through something. Look, I'm ending this thing, right? You're going through something. There's a little something going on. I tried to put out there pieces for you today, baby. I swear I did. But you know the enemy, he was up against me. He didn't want you to hear that. So take what it is that you got from it, all right? I don't edit my stuff. I don't know how it sounds. I don't know what's going on. But this is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, so how do y'all want me to end this? Hold on, let me get some more of my tea. Hold on. Oh, my God. Wait a minute, just a little bit more. Oh, my gosh, wait a minute. I almost forgot to give a shout out to the love of my life. I need you to come over here and make Lemon B's kitchen, baby. Yes! Oh, my gosh. I've been talking about him. Shout out, he's amazing. Like, their heart. When God show you somebody's heart amazing, like, oh my gosh. Whew. Lord, I can't even talk about it. Let me end this thing. Let me give y'all this voice right here. Okay, let me see. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I'm trying not to laugh. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. That was like a semi-sexy thing. That wasn't like when I get real love like this. That was that one. But look, I'm just like trying to just hurry up so I can go ahead and do my run thing. I got 4 miles, child. I got to keep this body right, okay? So let's end this, all right? First thing I tell you is don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't throwing rocks. Don't do that. Please, God, don't. And please don't make yourself feel like you ain't feeling wise. If you out here lost, you might be feeling like that. You know, don't feel like that. Just know, you know, do your best. Sometimes you, child, you be trying like every day. You just be messing up. But it's okay. You just keep doing it. Yeah, that's all. Listen, I've been doing this thing since March the 12th. Yo, God just created me like this clean heart stuff. I'm telling y'all, I started off with T.D. Jakes, Believe. I watch it like every day since like March the 12th. Like, yo, my life is amazing. Like, oh my God, and I've made time with God and all of that. So I wouldn't let nobody make me feel like I wasn't throwing wise. Okay, and that's what y'all got to do too. So number two, shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yeah, now y'all understand that. Shine on them. Because they're hating it, baby, and they need that. They need that work, too. Some have, they're coming over to you because they lost. God is using them. God said, no, I got to use you. Because I know you're going to keep it 100. You're going to tell the truth. You're going to listen to me. So let me use you. I used to sing this song real quick. Let me tell you all this before I tell you all the last thing. When I was like 8, 9, all the way up to just like 40s. I sing it sometimes. Because I, you know, I sing. I do my little thing, y'all. Look, it's just a touch of Jay. I got a lot of pieces for you. All right? So, look. It's a song. It's called, I don't even know the name of it. It kind of goes like this. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way. These are the words, right? And enable me to say, my storage is empty. I am available to you. And it just talks about being available to God. Lord, I'm available to you. You know, my will I give to you. I'll do what you say. Do use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. Like, yo, I was trying to hold back the tears trying to tell you all that. That's my song, okay? Oh, my gosh, that's my song. So, look, I used to sing that song, right? And right now, this is what God is doing. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. He's using me. That light. Sometimes he might be using you. So you got to shine bright. Okay? Like a diamond. Put it out there for him. In pieces. Like me. Now, the last thing that I say is this. Chill. Spread love, man. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And it's just touching it, baby. That was a lot of pieces. Just trying to sum that up was just, it's so simple. Because it's like, you know, God finds a lost sheep. But the way he dropped it on me, it was like so gangster. Like I saw the picture and he was like, man, I find a lost sheep. Because he had told me that the lost sheep was found. So it was just like a boom, man, I find a lost sheep. And I see they start dropping a dime on me, talking about, so yeah, you know, like the prodigal son. And you know, when they out there crying, sometimes I just bring them to you. I bring things to you. And I said, somebody need this work too. Oh my gosh. Because I'm like, I love when God give me work to give y'all. Yeah. I got to spread love, put it out there, man. Like the Brooklyn way. Because it's like, yo, somebody else need this? Shoot. Because I know how they restored me. So I'm like, I got to give y'all this work. Keep trying to tell y'all. That's why they used to call me Ronnie. You see, my name is Ronnie76. Look, man, it's just a touch of your baby. Okay. I was something else. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. That's it. So look, I'm out of here, man. Y'all have an amazing day. I love my babies. Thanks for everybody being my stories and stuff. Y'all so caring and wise, man. Y'all just been supporting me and everything. Like, I'm like, have your way, God. That's how I do it. Because my life, I told y'all, my life is amazing. Oh, I'm clean on the inside. It's just such a day, like I said. Man, look, I'm up out of here. And I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. Bye-bye.
What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like it, just a touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J.
Honey shots, dollar bills.
And baby, you hear that? You fine, right? You know you fine, right? I need you to come and make love to me.
Science is occupied. Don't bust it, let me touch it.
So I put it out there in pieces for you. Let mama put it out there in pieces for you.
He can love me, I can trust you. Know that he's
y'all like
no, no. Freaking
hunching. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Gosh, y'all.
Say she my favorite, no doubt. Hey, baby girl, no, I wanna sex you. I don't like time.
time, I'ma text you. Making this move be your best move. Going straight to voicemail, can't get through. Baby girl, come let me crush you.
Got on your neck, you made it.
Now we making love in a restroom.
Y'all know this is just a touch of Jay. Come on, man. Stop egging my girl. I'm gonna play that campaign. I'm definitely throwing it right. Y'all better make sure y'all pay attention to me. You better make sure you pay attention to me.
Sciences occupied. And I'm type of taller. I already stole her. Now she been
through. Oh my god. This is just a touch of Jay.
I know what I'm doing, baby. I'm putting it out here peaceful.
What did I just say?
I'm trying out there, girl. God.
Alright, y'all. I think y'all get it. This is just a touch of Jay. And I'm just trying to put out peace for you. Make sure y'all go to Make 11 Beast Kitchen. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Download the Just a Touch of Jay app. Google me. I'm in 150 countries now, baby. 'Cause this is Just a Touch of Jay.